Uncle Jack had decided that he wasn't going to buy a new television, but he'd bought a magnifier, which they placed in front of the screen, and instead of having a 9-inch screen, you were lucky if you got a 10 or 11-inch view. But occasionally it interfered with the optical settings of people wearing glasses, and they had to sit back or move forward to see what was going on. I missed the coronation in 1953 because I'd been in the Air Force for a considerable time, and there was always an old adage, never volunteer for anything. So the day they came round the station asking for volunteers to start to train to go on the coronation, we all put in for an overseas posting, and I was lucky enough to be sent out to the Far East again. So I didn't see the Queen's coverage of her coronation on television. I think we had it something like maybe a month or two later, when we'd gone as far as Ceylon on the unit cinema. We saw the movie tone news of the coronation, but didn't see anything on television. And then I was overseas then till 1955, all over the Far East. And when I came back to this country, the first thing I did, when I said to my mother, we're going to have a television. So I went and I bought a Pi black box, it was called, with a 12-inch screen, would you believe it? Black and white. And this was just about prior to the start of the independent television broadcast. So we were all set up. And my brother-in-law, who lived with my mother and my sister, he more or less took charge of the television, because I got posted back to a unit in the country. And I used to come home on leave, eagerly awaiting to see what this great new commercial television programme was going to be like. And we were beamed into Winter Hill, and we used to get all the Manchester programmes. We went, some of the people in Wrexham were beamed into Sutton Coldfield, so they got Midland television instead.